Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. No, don't move. Don't move. Hi. I'm sorry to disturb you, but I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Well, more like a challenge. Well, I don't know, actually. I'm sorry. This is all a bit random, I know. I am a kitsune. Do you know what a kitsune is? So, I'm a fox boy by night. I have tails, but now I don't have tails because I used a potion on myself. Stuff like that. Look it up on your smartphone or something. You'll find some images of kitsune if you really want to see what they look like. But it doesn't matter, okay? I have some, I'm in need. I actually need someone to try out some stuff for me. Mm-hmm. Well, I used a potion, to make coffee, but I don't know if the coffee tastes well. And the thing is, I kind of burnt my mouth the last time, so I can't taste that well. It's over there. I have a picnic set. I have a picnic brewing set. Mm-hmm. Come. Here it is. Okay. Before you try the potion, you are going to have to sign a contract for me that states that you are willing to try out my potions, and if there would be side effects, that I am not responsible, and that you will not sue me. Mm-hmm. Just sign it here. It's not that important. Nothing will happen, I promise. Okay? There you go. Good boy. Okay. Let me just grab the coffee. Here. Go ahead. I'll grab some for myself as well. Well, at least I think it's good, even though I really don't have that much of a taste right now. Mm-hmm. So how do you like it? It's the best coffee you've ever had? Oh, wow. Thank you. That means a lot, actually. I spend a lot of time to perfect this formula. It's actually not coffee, you know? It's kind of like water, but with magic in it. So it tastes like coffee, and it has the right amount of caffeine, and it will get you up in no time in the morning. Oh, and it's actually really, really healthy for you as well, because there's like a lot of vitamins in it. It's like just the perfect drink to have each day. Hello? Are you getting drowsy now? Oh, it's working. Oh, it's okay. I will take care of you. You don't have to worry. You're just getting a bit drowsy and you'll just fall asleep. It's okay. I'll take care of you. Ah, you're finally awake. Welcome in my den. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Here's the thing. I secretly switched your coffee potion with another potion. That is a coffee potion, but also a sleeping potion. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I technically didn't kidnap you, though. I just wanted to offer you a place to stay. But if you really want to leave, you can always leave. But, I mean, it gets a bit lonely up here sometimes. And I don't know. Well, I'm not super lonely because I have a lot of people coming here. But, huh? What do you mean? What are all those toys doing here? Don't look at them, don't look at them. They're just, toys I made for myself and others. I'm also a toy designer. But not regular toys, adult toys. You see them, right? Like, they're dildos and stuff, yeah. the thing is, like, I am a magical being. And I really love to experiment. And I really love to figure out potions. And I really like to make toys and see what fits and what feels best to the human body and the kitsune body, of course. And I don't know, I this is my den and this is like my whole world, so please don't, you know, don't ruin it for me. Don't say it's weird. I know it's a bit weird, but it doesn't matter. Look, I sometimes have friends over, or I sometimes invite travelers to come to my den for some fun, if you know what I mean. And I really just love experimenting with other guys and stuff like that. But you know, dating is kind of hard when you're kitsune and yeah, stuff like that. I mean, people usually like my tails though, but I don't have them right now because of like the potion that I gave myself. It's all really complicated, but here's the thing. I want you to sleep with me. I would really like to have sex with you. I know that you think I'm attractive. I'm literally designed to be attractive. But I do think that you're really attractive as well. And if you don't mind, I would like to try some potions on you. I mean, I will not force you to do anything, of course. You're still free to leave. Or if you don't want to do anything sexually, you can just rest, lay back, and I'll just take good care of you. I'm not some kind of, you know, monster that goes around drugs people and forces them into doing stuff with him. No. That's not really who I am. But, I mean, your heart, down there. I can literally see you have a boner. I'm pretty sure that is kind of what you want, right? Here, I have this potion for you. You can just, you know, open the bottle and take one sip of it. What does it do? Well, I'm not really sure, actually. That's what we're going to find out, huh? You know, this potion was designed to, enhance certain body parts, if you know what I mean. I'm not really sure what exactly will be enhanced or, you know, if it's gonna make much of a difference, but it's pretty safe and I set the effect to wear off in like an hour or something. So, like, you know, it's pretty safe. It's safe to explore with my potions here. Mm-hmm. And if something were to go wrong, I have an anti-potion right there. Just take one sip. We'll see what happens. Come on, where's the sense of adventure in you? Just open it. Whoa, take it easy. Just one sip. No. Oh my god, you took like 3 or 4. You know, whatever happens is on you now. You took way too much, I warned you. Oh god, wait, can you, can you stretch out your tongue for me? Oh my god, wow, that's a freaking dragon tongue or something. Wait, look down, look into your pants. What do you see? Huh? It's blue. And different. How different? Let me just write that down. Blue cock. And I mean the texture, is it different? Oh my god. Continue. So would you describe it to be a dragon cock? Oh my god, I have to see that for myself. Do you mind pulling down your pants? Wow. Oh my god. That's fucking huge. Can I touch it, please? No. Not before we get to know each other more. Well, Friends call me Lou. That's my name. Nice to meet you. What's your name? So we can get to know each other better. Wow, I really like that name, actually. Now that we know each other a bit better, can I stroke your cock? I mean, just look at it. It looks so strokeable. It's a freaking dragon cock. Like, I want to have that now. Please? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it's your choice. If you don't want me to, I won't. But it's fucking leaking pre-cum. I need to have that. Can I please? I'm really sorry for turning you into a partial dragon, though. But at least the potion works. I mean, look. I'm gonna give you a choice. Or you wait out the effects, and then you go home, or you make use of your new cock and your tongue. Could I convince you by offering you a free potion? You know, I have love potions. You can, take whichever love potion suits you the best after we're done here. I promise. That's my end of the deal. And for exchange, I get to experiment on your cock and your tongue. And with experimenting, I mean, you breed me with both. Okay. Can I suck it off a bit? Your new dragon cock? Okay. Oh my god, it's so big up close. Oh my light. Wow, that's the biggest cock I've ever sucked. Can you do something with your tongue while I'm doing that with my mouth? Perhaps you could prepare me back there for breeding later while I suck you off? Like 6ix9ine, but with your tongue and my booty. Okay, just lay down there on the couch. Okay, I'll sit on top of you now. While I suck you off and you do it with your tongue back there, could you just be a little careful? I get really sensitive there. And the slightest touch can be a lot. And I'm sure that a dragon tongue will be a lot for me to handle back there. Anyways, I'll just continue sucking a dragon cock now. Okay, I'm ready for you to start preparing me. Be careful though. Yes. Your dragon tongue feels amazing. More. Why did you stop though? You want to put it in now? Yeah, sure. Do I just sit on all fours? Okay. I'm ready for you to take me now. Please, put it in all the way. I want to feel that texture deep inside of me. I want that big cock. That's right, just push it in all the way. Start thrusting, breed me. Are you close? can feel some pre-cum in my belly already. It's okay, you can just come anytime you want. I'm gonna come myself, I think, soon. Oh my god. You have no idea how good that cock feels inside of me. Don't pull it out yet. Can I kiss you with your dragon tongue? Feels really special. Okay, you can pull out now, but please do it very slowly. The knobs and stuff, the little knots and stuff on your cock feel so intense. Okay, pull out. Oh my god, my whole floor, it's drizzled in cum. I'm gonna have to clean that up. Wait, what are you doing? Why are you going down? Are you licking it up now? From my booty? Are you licking me clean? Okay. Be careful, it's really intense. Oh god, I'm changing again. Don't look at me. I'm sorry, I changed back into my kitsune form in the middle of it. Yeah, I know I look the same, but look at my ears. I didn't have ears before, and now I do have ears. And look at my tails. You think they're beautiful? That's really flattering. I usually try to hide them with another potion, because I don't like my ears and my tails, they're weird. But if you like them, I'm happy. Thank you for fucking me with your dragon cock, though. The potion should wear off soon. You wanna get cleaned up a bit? I mean, we could take a shower together or something. Oh no, wait, we cannot, because I'm in kitsune form, I don't like water anymore. I don't want my ears to get wet. If you want to, we could cuddle a bit. I mean, you could stroke my tail. It's really good for me, that feeling, and I don't know, only if you want it, of course. Yeah? Okay. I'm really glad I met you, and I'm really glad you decided to try out the potion. I had a lot of fun, and this will fit nicely in my research book about potions. And it will make me a better potion maker. So thank you. You have earned your love potion. And you can take 5 with you when you leave again. But you can stay as long as you want, of course, to cuddle. Thank you.